This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today marks 30 years since the tragedy known as the Chernobyl disaster, that massive chemical explosion in the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that spread radiation across northern Europe, impacting the lives of millions of people. The effects of the disaster are still going on today. Mission Without Borders is one of the many Christian organisations based in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, working hard to make life better for those still affected by the disaster. Jenny Karmas is from Mission Without Borders and she joins me in the studio now. Welcome, Jenny. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's 30 years now since that terrible day. Do you remember where you were, just on a personal note, when that news started filtering through about this explosion and its effects?
I remember that very well because I'd recently, in that time, given birth to my first baby. Mm. So I was a new mum.
Yep.
And holding my new baby in my arms and then seeing the tragedy unfold in Ukraine and seeing the families that have been affected by this worst nuclear disaster in world history really shocked me. And I think the whole world was shocked to think that something like this could happen, especially in Ukraine.
Mm. So it really impacted you then?
It did. It did. It got me thinking, I think, at that time about my new life that I had in my arms and the life of these children, what was going to happen to them? And I've just celebrated the 30th of my daughter, her birthday, and then thinking back 30 years again, what about the children and the families that were born in those times now? What's happened to them now?
Mm. This disaster didn't just affect one city. It would be safe to say that it's forever changed a nation and probably a whole region of the world. What were some of those effects?
At that time, the radiation fallout, they're saying that it's 100 times greater than the fallout from Hiroshima and Nagasaki joined together.
Wow.
So if you can imagine how that fallout spread across to the western part of Ukraine and then into Belarus and further across into the parts of Europe. At that time, they estimate 7 million people that were living in that affected area. Today we're seeing that there's a 70 square kilometre radius around Chernobyl that's a no-go zone that's called Death Valley.
Mm.
And nobody can live there. Nobody can go back to that place.
And it also affected a large part of Europe around, a number of nations around with the clouds that drifted across, affecting the agriculture of the Ukraine.
Yes, the land has been contaminated now. And it will be contaminated for, they estimate, around 245,000 years.
Mm.
But people still have to live there. And people are still living there and growing vegetables in that land, knowing that it's contaminated because there's nowhere else for them to go and nothing else that they can do.
Mm. Let's talk about Mission Without Borders for a moment. Your organisation, you work in Europe's six poorest countries.
That's
correct.
Tell
us about those.
We've been working in Eastern Europe since the 1960s. Our first role was smuggling Bibles into Russia. But then as communism fell, we moved then into other countries. So we now work in these six countries of Albania, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Moldova, Romania and Ukraine, of course. And these are the six poorest countries in Eastern Europe, countries that have been affected by communism, that have been affected by war. And as we're hearing from Ukraine today, affected by this disastrous nuclear fallout that happened 30 years ago.
What are the greatest needs in these poorer countries?
Especially in Ukraine, with the effects of nuclear fallout just happening now. It was when it first happened back 30 years ago, it was estimated then that the effects would come about 20 to 25 years. And now we are seeing that happening now, where there are increased children with birth defects. 250% on normal is the amount of birth defects that we're seeing in children now. We're seeing families that are being devastated with cancer, children that have got enlarged thyroids. Today in Ukraine, there are over 85,000 children living in children's homes, in orphanages.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of children. And many of those children have been affected through Ukraine. Poverty has always been in these countries since we've moved, since communism fell. And it's hard for these countries to get back up on their feet again. And we're working with the poorest of the poor in these countries, mainly in the village areas, in the smaller towns, where there is unemployment, food prices are high, and then you have the effects of war and these effects as well of Chernobyl.
And so what are some of the things that Mission Without Borders is practically doing for these families?
We work with families, we work with children, we work with elderly people. We minister to these people with the love of Jesus. Our first goal is reaching people for Christ. So our first priority is to provide the gospel of Jesus to the people in need. But we can't just go and provide them with a Bible and turn our backs on their poverty.
Mm.
So we also provide food and clothing and hygiene items. In Eastern Europe, especially in places like Romania and Ukraine, the winter temperature can get to minus 30 degrees Celsius.
Wow, that's so cold.
Extremely cold, oh, wow. Yeah. So they are in need of warm clothing and blankets. And so Mission Without Borders is there providing that for them through our supporters and people who donate to our organisation.
What's heartbreaking to me about Chernobyl and the other nations that are affected by it is how mothers and fathers have lost children because of this disaster. And you talk about a mother who that you work with whose eldest son has Down syndrome and two of her sons have died. And that's actually a common story. I've heard that these people have extra children. They have a lot of babies because they know that some of them will die.
That's exactly right, yes. The story you're mentioning is about the lady called Helena who has nine children. Now, one of her children has already passed away in 2007. Her oldest son has Down syndrome. Her youngest boy is very sick as well with a rare form of pneumonia. She herself has cancer. But that's one of the biggest questions what people ask us. Why do families in these countries have large numbers of children? And that's for that exact reason, because they never know when their children are going to pass away.
Who will survive?
Medical help and medical assistance is very, very poor in these countries. So that's the reason why we see many, many large families in Ukraine. But that doesn't stop us helping them. The families come to us in need and we see the families as they are and we try to provide help in as the best way we can support them.
Tell me a little bit about the young people in this nation. So young people in their 20s and 30s are the ones who've grown up in this climate of sickness and poverty. And normally this age group is a generation of innovation and hope and opportunity. What kind of a generation is this in Ukraine?
In Ukraine, with the effects of Chernobyl, 85% of children are deemed to be Chernobyl victims in Ukraine. It's because they carry a genetic marker because of the effects of Chernobyl and the nuclear fallout, which will remain with them. So they don't know what their future will hold so far as their health goes. This can then be passed on to the next generation and the next generation. Families who can't support their children place children in children's homes because they know at least in the children's home they'll get food and they'll get an education there. Children are growing up without any hope for the future in Ukraine. Plus now we've got the war that's happened in the last couple of years in the eastern part of Ukraine with Russia. And we're seeing now hundreds of thousands of people fleeing from the eastern part of Ukraine, coming up into the western part of Ukraine, knowing that there's contamination there from Chernobyl, but nowhere else to go.
That's right, as if that nation didn't have enough tragedy already and then there's the war going on.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Can you tell me a story of someone whose life has been changed for the better by your ministries and, you know, has been given real hope?
I remember when I went to Ukraine a few years ago visiting our vocational training centre that we run up in the Sarny region of Ukraine, and there was a little girl brought in from a family and she had a concaved thorax. And they told us that if she doesn't get help, she's going to die very soon. So she was a part of our family-to-family sponsorship program, and she was able to get some medical help and get some help, have an operation. Her whole family has been supported through that. That young girl now went through our vocational training school and now has an education and is able to go and find some work for herself. Without the help of Mission Without Borders, she would have passed away. She wouldn't have been alive today. But because we were there and we were helping and we were providing aid for her and her family, this girl is now a pillar in the society and attending the local church and being active in her local church.
Great, a good news story. Are there many Christian believers and what's their faith like?
During communist days, very much the Christian faith was underground. And, of course, with communism, there was no way that people could proclaim who they were or what they were doing. We have a gentleman working up in our Sarny area who used to be a pastor and still is a pastor in that area. But he was a pastor in communist days. And he tells us stories of how they used to print hymn books by hiding the printing press under their bed. And they'd have to go around and get pieces of paper from one shop and different shops so that it didn't cause suspicion on them that they were running a church. Today, of course, communism has fallen and the people are hungry to know who Jesus is. They're hungry to know there's hope for them and hope in the situation that they're currently living in. And we are there, Mission Without Borders is there, letting them know that Jesus loves them and cares for them.
Mm. Have these disasters, you know, it's often said that the toughest stuff in life causes us to turn our minds to God and seek for help from God. Has that happened in Eastern Europe?
Absolutely, absolutely. With the war happening in 2013 and the start of that whole era there, people are turning back to church and going back to God and trying to seek what's the reason for this, asking those big questions, you know, who is God and where is God? So we're seeing that happen, that people want to know who Jesus is and want to know that there's hope for them. We're seeing resurgence of people coming back into churches again in Ukraine, and also people who need to know that God loves them.
Mm. Jenny Karmas, thank you very much for your time and for sharing this story of hope with us.
Thank you.